Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome every one of you to the podcast. It's been a while. The Lord has been indeed faithful to us. We are in the 12th month of the year. Isn't the Lord good? God saw us through January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. We went through the 11th hour, and today we are in the 12th hour. And we want to just look at the importance or what number 12 represents to us as children of God. Number 12 typically means perfection or authority. It's often used in the context of government. For instance, Jacob had 12 sons. Because they formed the 12 tribes of Israel, there are also 12 minor prophets that dot the text of the Old Testament. The number 12 is found 187 times in the Bible. It makes a special appearance in Revelation, showing the authority and perfection of God's kingdom at last. Indeed, we are in the time and season of perfection, and God is going to perfect all that concerns us, His children. You may have been, agitated January till November until now. The things that you've asked the Lord for, they seem to be far-fetched. They seem to be running away as you are moving ahead. But I want to assure you today that we are in the 12th month. The 12th month. The month of perfection. And that thing that you have been expecting, that you have been looking unto Jesus for, will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Esther chapter 9 tells us of the story of how the children of Israel gained victory over the enemy. From chapter 1 to chapter 8, it's a story of how the children of Israel were being like oppressed. Their lives were in danger as Haman, tried to create an avenue to have them alienated, destroyed, and wiped off from the surface of the earth. And prior to this chapter, a law was already signed that the children of Israel, the Jews, in the land would be destroyed. But God, in His mercies, overturned it, like it's going to turn all the senses in this season and in this month, in the name of Jesus. I read from verse 1, it says, now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of that same month, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them. The Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all of the land. The Jews gathered themselves in the city and through the province of King Ahasuerus to lay hand on each and sort their hurts, and no one could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all the people. Now, in recap, that particular day was supposed to be the day where the Jews will be all massacred, will be all murdered. But because of God's intervention, and Mordecai was recognized And God answered the prayer of Esther and her maidens and all the Jews that prayed in the land. Another law was, put in place, because the first law was made, and once a law was made, it could not be revoked. But another law was instituted, giving the Jews power to defend themselves. The Jews were given power to defend themselves. And so on that month, the 12th month, where it would have been massacre of the Jews went out and fought the battle and massacred those that were meant to massacre them. Hallelujah. And so this month, the 12th month of this year, God is giving us power to overturn. God is giving us power to massacre those that were set to massacre us in the name of Jesus. And God is giving us victory over our enemies, like he gave Esther victory, that he gave the Jews in the time of Esther victory over their enemies in the name of Jesus. Now, Jesus chose 12 disciples. Was it just because it was coincidence? 12 is significant. He chose 12 disciples. And even when Judas Iscariot messed up and hung himself, Jesus said, well, let's continue as 11 disciples. No, because of the significance of the number 12, Matthias was chosen to replace Judas Iscariot to show the perfection of those who followed Jesus. Praise the Lord. Number 12 is very significant. And so as you are in this 12th month, just begin to cough off the blessings of the 12th month. 12 things I want you to know about 12 in the Bible is that, one, Jesus spoke in the temple at the age of 12. Is the age of speaking forth. Is the age of showing forth. And so Jesus showed forth the leaders at the age of 12. All you know why? Why 12? Religious leaders, the Bible marveled at his wisdom. So 12 is the number of wisdom. 12 is a number of declaration. So the laws, what God has in this 12 month, we gain expression, just like Jesus gained expression in the name of Jesus. Number 2, 12 cakes were placed in the tabernacle. In the Old Testament tabernacle, a mobile temple of sorts, the priests were to place 12 unleavened cakes. You can find that in Leviticus 24, verse 5. The unleavened nature of the cake may have symbolized the same bread used in the Passover. Unleavened means no yeast. And we know what yeast does. Yeast blows up the dough. And unleavened means sin free in the name of Jesus. And so this month, the Lord will cause us to walk in righteousness in the name of Jesus. Not only Jacob, it's not only Jacob that had 12 princes. Jacob had 12 princes. Abraham's son, who bore through his servant Abraham, also had 12 princes come from his line. You can see that in Genesis 17:20. Praise the Lord. 12 spies were sent to the promised land. They were sent to spy the land. When the Israelites wandered in the desert after they fled Egypt, there are 12 spies to go scout the promised land. You can see that in Numbers 13. Even though only 2 out of the 12 were not intimidated, only 2 out of the 12 tribes in the tribe of Judah were not split, even when all the other things happened. Only 2 out of the 12 were not intimidated by the people in the land of Canaan, but 12 tribes, 12 spies were sent to spy the land. 12 is the number of perfection. Nebuchadnezzar's dream was fulfilled after 12 months. Praise the Lord. His dream was fulfilled after 12 months. When Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that was interpreted, you know, that he would act like a wild beast for a while. After 12 months, he was restored. The Lord will restore back to us in this 12th month all that had been lost in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So many instances in the Bible where we see the number 12. 12 tribes came to battle. 12,000 men came to battle the Midianite in Numbers 31 from 12 tribes. From 12 tribes. We have 12 baskets full after Jesus fed the 5,000. After he fed the 5,000, and he asked the disciples, gather the leftover. In Matthew 14, we had 12 baskets full of leftovers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Solomon appointed 12 governors. 12 has symbolic importance in government. So we'll decree that the government of the Lord will be enacted in this 12 months. That the rule and the reign of God will overshadow, will overturn, will bring to naught the rule and agenda of the enemy concerning your life, concerning my life, concerning your nation, concerning my nation, concerning your family, concerning my family, in the name of Jesus Christ. 12 priests were chosen when Israel returned from the captivity in Ezra chapter 8. 12 priests were chosen. And the woman with the issue of blood gained her deliverance, her healing, after the 12th month, after 12 years of agonizing pain, God stepped in. The Bible said that in Revelation 22, that the tree of life will bear 12 fruits. A tree of life will also be in the new world God brings at the end of the time with 12 fruits, one for each month of the year. Hallelujah. So go out now and take the fruits for this month of the year. And peradventure, all the other months didn't yield fruits. What does that mean? It means that both the latter and the former will come together and you will have a load full of God's blessings. Hallelujah. That is God's promise for us in this season, in this month of December. I just want to charge your heart, encourage your heart. Don't give up. It may have been rough from January till now, but right now, you've just entered your season of perfection. The Lord will perfect all that concerns us in this month of December. December is not the month of just rice and chicken. It's not because it's the month, it's December, it's Christmas period, and so all we should think about right now is the food and the drink and the merrymaking. Yes, the merrymaking is important because we are celebrating a mega birthday. We are celebrating the birthday of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And how best to celebrate it than in merrymaking. But also, let's celebrate it in soberness of heart, knowing that the reason why he was born was to die. The reason for his birth was his death. And so if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, his birth will be in vain for you. It's a waste And I don't believe that you want that to play in your life. So you want to give your life to this Jesus that was born in December. Now, say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. From today, I turn away from sin. From today, I turn away from ungodliness and unrighteousness. And I embrace you, Jesus. Come into my life. Rule and reign through me and in me. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Congratulations. You made the best decision this December. And lastly, the 12th, number 12, represent for us the birthday of our Lord Jesus. We chose December to celebrate his birth. And so, 12 represents for us Christians the month of the birth of the Savior of the world, the best man in the whole wide world, that after his death, he still remains alive, alive in us, alive in the world. Without Jesus, there is no world. Without Jesus, there is no life. So if you have Jesus, you have life. And so you have reason to celebrate this 12th month of the year. So go out there in excitement, because Jesus was born to us as a gift. You know, other people's birthdays, when you are celebrating birthday, they give you gifts. But Jesus' birthday is for him to give us gifts. So embrace the gift of Jesus today. Embrace the blessings that the 12 months has to offer to you and your family and to your nation. And the Lord bless you. Have a wonderful December to remember. It's our December to remember. Indeed, in the name of Jesus. The Lord will make this December your best December ever. In the name of Jesus. Peradventure, your house is empty right now. No food, no money, nothing in view. Let me assure you that Jesus, the reason for this season, will surprise you. In the name of Jesus, it will cause your barn to be full. In the name of Jesus, you will be remembered. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and have a blessed day. I remain Ami Emostukura, saying I love you, but God loves you more. Bye-bye. And lest I forget, Merry Christmas in advance.